meant for an adult audience. Bloodline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Bloodline, coast to coast.
Hey, Bloodline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Once again, the show interrupts a spirited conversation Drew and I were having. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Alanis Morissette is going to be in here on Thursday night. And I've never met her, and I'm interested in meeting her. And
she's very nice.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she kind of takes her knocks a little bit. In the press.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure why, but she seems to be a sort of good target for criticism.
I don't think she likes it. You know what I mean? I think if you brought it up, I think she'd really react.
Well,
you know what I mean? If you think she just absorbs it, no problem. I don't think so. I think she really feels it.
I don't know what the specific beef is with her, but she does seem to get knocked around a little.
Yeah.
I think she's a talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I like her music. All right, let's talk to...
it'd be like Debbie Gibson suddenly doing something extraordinary, you know, sort of edgy. Not Debbie Gibson. That was what I
think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're...
All right.
Who are you talking about, Drew? All right, Drew.
Who are we talking
about?
Talking. Who was that you were singing
with? Just stop the talking.
Who were you singing with?
Debbie Gibson. I don't know. Amber.
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany. Tiffany. Like it'd be like Tiffany doing something.
Yeah. She got busted for drunk driving like a week after she was in here, so that's kind of edgy.
Tiffany did?
Good times.
But, Drew, I don't understand your Alanis Morissette Tiffany
that
analogy.
She was a kind of a teen star in Canada, and then she made the transition to rock.
Ah.
And
and that's why people have their beef.
What?
Yeah,
she was on You Can't Do That on television.
Yeah.
Right, okay, right. And
She was a teeny bopper.
Right, and
she was singing pop stuff, and all of a sudden she got all edgy.
Right, and the press always took the sort of edge, like, hey, who do you think you are? You know, how dare you?
It's kind
of,
right, and here's the thing. It's you know, it's one thing if you're Vanilla Ice and you're 26, and then you're doing your parachute pants crap, and then all of a sudden at 32 you get really edgy.
Yeah.
But it's another thing when you're 13 or 12.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Who's edgy at 12?
Right.
You know, I mean, half these guys who are in the Mouseketeer Club have gone on Christina Aguilera and all these people like this. Of course, they're all wearing what someone told them to wear and doing what someone told them to do, and they were 12.
Right.
I don't hold that against them.
And she made the transition rather abruptly, too.
Yeah.
Like Powell, all of a sudden, there was this other Alanis.
Emerald?
Yeah?
Drew, what'd you do? See a behind the music or something? How do you know so much?
She was up here years ago.
All right.
And when that was all happening, I remember talking to her about it.
Emerald?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, when I masturbate, like, I use the tub, and, like, lately, I just started doing it, and I have to use, like, hotter water each time.
Hard water.
Hotter.
Yeah, hotter water.
That's a mineral problem.
No. Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the other night, I did it. And, like, it was so hot that I, like, burned my skin.
Good times.
But, like, I didn't feel any heat down there.
Because you were sort of into it in the moment, or you think you numbed yourself up, or what?
No, I've never felt temperature down there.
Why do you increase the heat of the spigot, then?
I can't orgasm unless it's hot.
But how do you know it's getting hotter if you don't feel it?
I would pit our callers against any callers, nationally or locally, on the stupidity meter. You can feel no heat, but you can't have an orgasm unless it's hot.
Well, yeah. No, I don't understand it either. But
all right.
So you don't feel the difference for you? It's not something. It's not.
No, I can feel it on everything around. Like, it's my labia, you know.
Labia.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel heat everywhere.
Hold on a second. It's come to my attention through doing this show over the course of the years that a fair amount of this country pronounces labia, labia.
Really? I think it's just emerald.
I hear it on this show.
Oh.
I do hear labia.
Oh. Well, there you go. For the record, labia.
I think it's labia is what you mean, right?
I've never heard it said. I've just read it, so.
See, yeah, it looks like it should be labia.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Labia.
Yeah.
I've never heard
labia. Yeah, my kids were trying to pronounce inferior vena cava the other day, and it came out a lot of weird ways. So.
Jesus Christ, I never even heard that word. All right, so anyway, the labia was scalded.
Let me kind of cut to the chase. Sometimes when people have been sexually abused, they lose some of the feeling below the waist. Anything like that ever happened to you?
No.
Okay.
Everything good with you?
Well, no, but...
I can hear it in your voice. What's up?
I don't know. My dad's just a real bastard.
What's he doing to you?
He yells a lot, and, like, he's always fighting with my mom and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he's kind of abusive?
Well, yeah, we get into fights and stuff. It's come to, like, physical fights and stuff.
Some abuse there.
Where's my bourbon?
Again, I'm trying to think of reasons why I specifically lose temperature in the vagina. Do you ride bicycles?
Not often.
How about unicycles?
You're not, like, a spinner? You don't do spinning, anything like that?
No.
No. All right, so I think maybe it's been because she's sort of worn herself out down there a little bit.
Maybe.
I mean, how many gallons of water are you hitting your coos with every week? Millions.
Enough to fill a tub once every night.
Once every night?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is why the Taliban hates this country, you know? They're over there because they're taking a thimble full of water 20 miles in the desert. You know what I mean? Some GI serviceman spit, and a guy went running after it and caught it. Now he's going to bring it home to his family.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. And we got 16-year-olds wasting 50 gallons of pop on the coos. That's a great country. It's just, you know where it all go. It's just all just heading into the ocean.
True.
All right.
Back where it belongs.
All right. So. See a gynecologist and see a therapist?
No. It's just one of them things. She's able to orgasm. Got a funny temperature thing. The bigger issue in her life is the abuse at home.
Right.
That's a serious issue.
All right. Stay out of your dad's crosshairs.
Go away to college.
Don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't look at guys to save you and go away to some lesbian school. Hey, Drew, let me say this. I don't know why I just thought of it, but because she was talking about the hot water. You know, you ever notice this? When you use the sink in restaurants, when you go to the bathroom in a restaurant and then you wash your hands,
when you pee in the sink? Use the sink?
Oh, yeah. I usually don't urinate in the sink at restaurants.
Not with the guy standing there offering you a towel, certainly.
No, it's not that.
Oh.
It's at the sink. If you think about the sinks, they have too much lip on them before they start. The counter
is
there, and then there's like 6 inches of counter and then the sink.
Yes, yes.
I don't get that kind of range.
Got it.
I like the ones where the counter slid right up against the edge.
Got it.
Like Westwood One?
Uh-huh.
A little bit out of my range.
At least 3 inches there.
Although the good news is I don't care here, but that's why I don't hit it too often. But like in my house, I have the free, you know, I have the freestanding, like pedestal sink.
Oh,
I'm right there.
Perfect.
Perfect. Oh. When the plumber put it in, I stood there naked and had him cut my balls, and that's the height we put it at. So we figure it out. But the bathroom, the water at the bathroom of restaurants, the hot water, way too hot.
Usually.
Immediately. Like sometimes you'll just do it because you're used to doing it at home. You just flick on the hot water. You're going to wash your hands. You don't have time to dial it in. You're going to hit it quick. You put your hand in there, and it's burning hot.
Yeah.
It strikes me because restaurants have their hot water heater turned up that much more because all the dishwashing and all the cleaning that they're doing. But water should never really be set to get any hotter than it needs to get. You know what I mean? If you think about it, like when you're in the shower, like why does it need to get so hot it could burn you at home?
Because you have a limited amount of hot water in that hot water heater, and you want it as hot as possible. So you
and you want to mix it with cold?
Right, so you use as little volume as possible.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. But still, when I open a restaurant, I put the regulator in.
Fair enough.
120, that's the cutoff. Not 175. Eric?
Yep.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
I'd just like to say, first off, Drew, I have to agree with Adam. You're a very passionate man.
Thanks, mm-hmm. Eric. Where have we met?
And Adam, I love love the man show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question concerning masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know if there's any related benefits before masturbating before a sport. Like, I play hockey, and I was just wondering, like, if I masturbate, will, like, relieve stress, or is there any harmful side effects?
Well...
Haven't you seen the...
I took a puck in the lobby at once. Speaking of hockey.
And by the way, how do these guys, the Northern Plains, change the word masturbation so much?
Masturbation.
Masturbation.
Wow, what a shock. You're calling from Minnesota and you play hockey. I think this was always a sort of a urban myth or wives' tale, if you will, that you should abstain from any sexual intercourse or any pleasuring of yourself before the big game kind of thing. But I think it's proven to be wrong.
Wait.
Yes, Drew?
Burgess Meredith in Rocky. Women weaken legs. It's got to be fact.
Is that what he said in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weak in the knees somehow. Yeah. But, Drew, there's no truth to this. As a matter of fact...
Well, it can change. I suppose it came out of the fact that it can change testosterone levels. That if you are under sexually active or overly sexually active, your testosterone can get a little low.
I thought the guys that were a little more sexually active would raise their testosterone.
They will. It's the compulsively. You know,
well, like four times a day. But,
yeah.
But as a 16-year-old guy, what is the peak seed letting for testosterone levels to be at their highest?
It's probably different for different guys, but on the order of probably three times a week.
Three times a week.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But not three times in the 15 minutes before you hit the ice.
Right.
You can't squeeze it all into the end of the week.
All right.
All right. So, anyway, have at it the night before the big game. That's fine.
All right. This is just all concerning because, like, I heard the Olympic team went through, like, a lot of condoms at Salt Lake.
See, it's tough, man.
No, really?
Here's the problem.
You didn't hear that.
Here's the problem. We didn't respond to his punchline in the question, so he's got to come up with another punchline question.
All right.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Yes, they went through many, many thousands of condoms. That's fine. Athletes tend to be pretty sexually active.
Yeah. Where did he hear that, by the way?
It was publicized during the Olympics.
That the hockey team was...
No, not the hockey team. That there was some controversy around condom distribution that they... I forget what it was, even.
There's no way you're going to take red-blooded American hockey players and have them sit in the same village with, like, Soviet gymnasts and expect something's not going to go down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when you face early elimination.
Oh, yeah.
You get knocked out early.
Lots of.
You're out of contention. Now you're just killing time at the village, drowning your sorrows in beer. You hook up with some East German. Look out. Alan?
Hey, what's up?
You're 21?
Hey, yeah, that's right. How you guys doing?
Good.
Right on. Okay, my question is concerning circumcision, right? It's actually for Dr. Drew. I want to know exactly what is the procedure.
What is the procedure?
Yes. Of a circumcision, because, you know, I think they messed up on mine or something. It's a little funky.
Well, you can have scarring that can pull your penis one direction or another.
Well, that's not the question exactly. It's like, I think it was done by Edward Scissorhands, because I got, like, a scar from, like, the head all the way down to the balls, all the way to the butthole, if you will. Do you know what's up?
Yeah.
What's
that? Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do what Snoop Dogg does it. Alan, you like tapes or CDs?
I like CDs.
Yeah, good. CDs, balls on your face.
And hizzle for chisel, dizzle.
Hizzle for chisel, dizzle.
Now.
He's talking, he's singing a frenulum.
No. Look, he's just jacking off. Yeah. He's 21.
Again.
Okay, let me say this. I'm going to give a little word of warning out to the phone screeners on this show. I think we've had a much higher than normal percentage of bogus calls on this show in the last 3 days. Mm. Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Now, these bogus...
It's been coming on over a week or two.
It's been warming
up. Because we've been going, hey, not so many jack-off guys, give us the women. We've been saying that for about a week.
Right.
And then what gets through is...
I'll tell you, white guys between the age of 15 and 21 seem to be the guys that make the highest percentage of bogus calls. I know it's ironic that I do a TV show that's really based on doing bogus calls.
Not really based on it.
That's all it is. But I really don't want them in this show. Not every call, or even every other call. So, please, put your ears on, and if these jack-off guys, just get rid of them. I didn't want to talk to them. If they're just some 19-year-old guys, hey, what's up? And he acts like we called him, just hang up on him. Don't be nice to anybody. Just get rid of them. I don't care. Jen?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Well, I'm engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants me to live in his itty-bitty tiny house that his parents gave him. He still lives with them, by the way.
Well, wait a minute. They gave him a house and then the three of them moved in?
No. He still lives with his parents at home. But he has a house not, like, a block from his parents' house.
And what does he do with that house?
Right now, he has his weight set in it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very romantic.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That weight bench has come in handy a couple times, too.
Jesus Christ, how much you smoke a day?
Well, she's smoking now, that's all.
It's like 17-year-olds at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, that's prime smoking time. It's great. Jen is 17. Jen's like,
yeah,
you got this little crappy dump of a shotgun shack down the street. Only redeeming quality is the weight bench.
Andy, came in handy a couple times.
Came in handy a couple times, you know what I mean? Yeah. Hold on, this is the sound of me tying off my arm. Yeah, sweet relief.
Oh.
Yeah. Where'd you go to finishing school, Jen?
No.
No? Oh, no.
I'm not even graduating.
Shit. King. But, oh, baby.
Still expects a palace.
All you know, right.
She can't put her in a little asshole.
Right. All right. So, you deserve better than this, right?
Well, that's not the point. That's not the point.
You've earned it, right?
Kinda.
Okay, so how old is this guy?
20.
20. Why engaged so early, 17?
I love him.
I see. And
very enthusiastic. Resounding.
How many square feet do you think the house is?
Oh, maybe 200, if that.
How big is this room, Adam?
200.
This is about 200?
Well,
this is about 150, right?
Yeah, the house is 200.
I'll put it this way. The closet won't fit his clothes, let alone mine.
How many rooms?
Including the closet in the bedroom and the closet that has the water heater.
Well, hold on. I don't think you can include the closet.
Don't count closets. How many rooms?
Not the shed, not the water heater, not the doghouse. It's just the rooms in the house.
Four.
Okay.
Including the bathroom.
Okay.
So it's a bedroom, bathroom, a living area, and a kitchen. It's like a studio apartment.
Okay. It's a small, one small bedroom place. Apartment. Probably more than 200 square feet, though.
No. It's really tiny.
It's like they don't build houses that are 200 square feet, even in Florida.
You'd be surprised.
Right. Drinking, too. Smoking and drinking.
All right. Here's all I'm talking about. A very small, tiny apartment is 500 square feet. That's a tiny apartment. All right?
Jen, you're drinking tonight, too, huh?
No, actually, I'm not.
All right. So you don't want to move there. It sounds like you have a little resentment toward this guy. His parents gave him this little house.
Well, I don't have any resentment toward it. I just don't like the house.
Okay, and where does he work, this guy?
He doesn't.
Okay,
no work.
So
his father.
Neither of you work. He has a house. Where would you plan to live if you didn't live in this little house?
I honestly have no clue, but I mean, this house is
okay.
Maybe
listen. Now, who cares? Look,
20
don't
miles
don't
from the nearest
listen,
grocery store.
Listen, screw up. Don't have any kids. Okay.
I don't want any. I've already raised one. I don't want any.
Good. That was your brother?
My little sister.
Little sister. Good. Jen, I know you probably had a tough life, but no more kids, and don't get married for another 10 years.
Please.
Good luck. Here's her question. I got this guy. I got my fiancé. He lives at home. He's got this house. He wants me to move into it. His parents gave it to him. I don't work. He doesn't work. I don't want to live there. Well, Drew, why don't you just point toward the sky, part the clouds, and they'll whip up a palace for Jen somewhere in Florida, somewhere in the Keys.
Why not? She deserves it. She worked hard.
But by the way, is this a question?
Yeah.
What's the answer? All right.
Dizzle for chisel, dizzle.
All right, Drew. Jared?
Yes.
You're 16.
Yes, and I've got a problem with my girlfriend. When she'll call me during the week and tell me that she'll take me, like, back in the room and do all this stuff to me. But then once she gets to my house, she loses her nerve.
She calls you and says she's going to do all these things to you?
Yes, like she says, like she'll take me back in the back room and perform these things on me.
What things?
Huh?
What sex, right?
What was that?
What does she want to do? What does she tell you she's going to do?
She tells me, like, she'll give me, like, a hand job or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when you get back there?
When we get back there, she gets, like, shy. And she
just imagine she opens up a can of snakes pop out.
She gets shy.
Yes, she does. And I don't know. I think she's, like, being a tease, but not on purpose. And I don't know what I should do.
How old is she?
She's 15.
Leave her alone. Stop going to the back room with her. She's not ready.
She's not ready?
She thinks you want that. She thinks this is what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, don't do that.
Well, I mean, because it makes me feel like a slime ball because I go after it, but I wouldn't unless she had given me.
I understand. So now you start shutting it down a little bit. That's actually your only move you can make, frankly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of no.
Jared, what year were you born?
1986.
You mean 86?
Yeah.
Okay.
What month?
September.
Most people aren't off 10 years, just like I was born in 64 and never say 74.
Yeah.
Do you ever say 44 instead of 34?
No.
All right, everybody. He doesn't sound 16 to me. That's all I'm saying. But he does.
I get that all the time.
All right. That's an acceptable answer. You're in love with her?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I like her. I wouldn't want to, break apart from her or anything.
No. And do you make out with her? You kiss her?
Yeah.
Because you use your tongues?
Yeah.
Make the noise you make when you do that.
It's not. It's more difficult, like smack, I guess.
You mean like a little?
No, just more like stirring macaroni.
Like stirring macaroni?
Yes.
Okay.
Stirring macaroni.
Clever. The sound of stirring macaroni?
Macaroni once the water's out.
Once the water's out. I mean, like when you add the cheese and the butter?
Yeah, the slurpy sound.
All right.
Not bad.
I think you may be giving him too much credit. I think he's just hungry. All right, so Jared, don't put any pressure on her. She's fine. You guys are great.
Shut it down.
That's right. Just relax. We'll take a little break. Drew, when we come back, who are we going to speak to?
All new. We're going to get a new lineup.
We're going to clean house. We'll be back after this. This band,
White Stripes.
I know they're really cool and everything, but god damn, they're annoying. I hate this song. I think I saw them on Saturday Night Live not that long ago. It's just two guys, like a chick and a dude.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. They're kind of annoying. Monica?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. First of all, I just want to tell you guys rock. You guys totally kick ass.
That's that.
What's she saying?
We kick ass.
Well, that's good.
All right. That's enough.
Put her back on hold?
That
phone line's no good?
No.
All right. That's another thing, folks. Got to have a decent, better than average phone line. Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
You can hear me pretty well?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Better than average.
Awesome.
What's up?
Okay. Well, okay. I'm a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently finally just ended things with my baby's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's been going on for a long time. I mean, he, like, pretty much left when I was 6 months pregnant.
All right. What's the question for us tonight?
Okay, well, I don't know how to get back into dating and stuff. I'm a big chicken, I guess.
Did you date much before?
Yeah.
And how did you do it then?
Well, I was not a mom back then. I mean, I was like a single, cute, young thing, you know? And now
you're 24. What are you, a pig? Decrepit pig now?
24?
No, God, no. I mean, I think I'm okay still, you know?
I'll give you a six.
It's funny how women react to being a mom sometimes. They feel like depleted. Like the bloom is off the rose, you know, and that they aren't worthy anymore because
it's not really that. It's like I'm out, you know, and I get hit on by these guys that are like, I don't know, they're much older than me, and they're usually really not attractive, and they usually, I mean, they're like drunks or, where, you know, the type that I'm trying to get away from.
What's wrong with old, unattractive drunks?
Yeah, really, that describes
not
a lot of guys.
Father material, no. You know, or something, someday. I mean,
did you used to date alcoholics and addicts?
Yeah.
So your dad is an alcoholic?
No, not my dad.
Your mom?
No, my baby's dad is.
The dad is alcohol. And your dad did not use alcohol?
Somewhat, yeah. He's a casual partier.
Yeah,
I suspect my stepdad.
A little more than casual.
Where's your real dad?
My real dad, he's off. He wasn't really a great daddy.
Wasn't he an alcoholic?
No, he didn't touch it at all.
Well, where's he off to?
He was never really a big part of my life.
Mm. What's he doing?
He's got another family and...
Yeah, that kills chicks.
I know.
That ruins them. But it ruins women. It's unpleasant for guys. It's not great for guys, but it destroys women when the guy goes and starts another family and then acts like the old family didn't exist.
But still, though, that would cause women to go for guys unavailable and an a-hole, but not be attractive to and attracted to.
Well,
alcohol.
She says he doesn't touch a drop, which maybe means that he had a problem at some point and quit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I didn't know him too well.
You told us he didn't touch a drop.
No, I mean, he might have when he was younger that I don't know of. I don't know.
But you know now that he doesn't drink at all?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Well, do you know the guy or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somewhat. Not a lot, no.
I'll put my money on being an alcoholic.
You know enough not to agree with us, but then you don't know anything else.
No. I mean, I know that...
All right, so
you don't know the guy at all, but you know he doesn't drink at all.
I don't know him very well.
Where are you meeting these drunk guys?
Where am I? I guess I go out and about bars.
Not a good strategy, right? We need a new strategy, yeah? Well, what, you have friends that can set you up? Do you have ways you can meet people, hobbies, school,
My
anything?
My friend set me up with this guy.
With the old with the alcoholic guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
that's your fault for... getting pregnant with him and having a relationship with him. He'd go out and date a few different guys.
We tried at first.
Yeah.
He wasn't an alcoholic at first, you know? I mean, he was... Until we became pregnant, you know?
No, he was an alcoholic.
He just couldn't read it.
Yeah. It. All right, so, Jessica, take it easy. How about a little therapy? What about your stepdad? Was he a bad guy?
No, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. But you know, you still didn't go over biological dad and the abandonment stuff. So, how about a little therapy?
Yeah, I do that.
You do good. Good. Do that, and don't date anybody for a little while. Because you're going to make a bad decision, I think.
What's the
stopper from hooking up with another
She's
alcoholic.
In therapy, and she can balance it off somebody who's got, hopefully, compasses working. But be that as it may, the only thing I hear is that she should not be going out to bars and trying to meet guys.
Yeah.
Just take that off the list.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, go out and date. Just because you date a guy doesn't mean you have to have a relationship with him. Go out and see who people are. Meet interesting people. Spend some time with people. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Don't make a big deal out of it.
Don't make a big deal out of it. I agree with that.
Okay. And listen, all you seasucker abandoning dads who start one family and then start another and leave everyone behind, your legacy is just a bunch of screwed up chicks who date abusive guys. So know somewhere that your daughter... who's somewhere in the country, resents you and is being sodomized by some alcoholic drug addict.
You know, I was talking to someone today.
Or is doing some porn. Just know that, you idiot guys.
And I was talking about what it is we do here on the show. And it's you know, we're not relationship experts, but we read people's emotional lives based on how they behave in relationships.
Right.
How do you explain that to people? You know, I always get pigeonholed on these damn television shows. Oh, relationship expert. It's not.
I thought you weren't allowed on TV.
We sort of read relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But how would you describe that? I was like having trouble.
I don't know. Whatever it is we think we're doing on this show doesn't really completely exist in society. So there's no template for it. So it makes it difficult
Especially
to explain to people.
In media.
No, and they're only interested in a thumbnail sketch of everything. And you can explain what it is you do as long as you can do it in 18 seconds.
Well, but we can do that, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Not on TV. TV sucks. Pimpton?
Yes, that'd be me.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say I've been listening to the show to the tune of 1997.
Wow.
And Adam, you rock.
Yeah, I think it would be to the tune of 5 years.
Yeah.
That's what you'd want to do. But that's good.
That might work, too.
Yeah, well, it takes all kinds.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Adam, you rock.
Thanks.
Love the man show.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thanks.
Drew, you're a very compassionate man.
Compassionate. I like that.
He is that.
You are the best, Drew.
Thank you, Pipton.
Anyways, the reason I'm calling is last year, about this time, I moved out to Denver. And ever since I moved out to Denver, I can't get no girlfriends. I can't get nothing from girls. All I get is fake numbers.
Where did you move from?
Seattle area.
And where are you meeting these girls?
Everywhere. Work, clubs, down the street, you name it, supermarkets, you know.
So there's something about the way you're presenting yourself, huh?
I don't know. I've never had a problem back home.
Maybe they're getting maybe they think you're a player and they don't like that. Maybe that doesn't work well in Colorado.
Maybe not. Maybe they don't like us 101 or something, you know?
Where, Drew, you know what that is? It's a Tom Likas show.
I know, but what does he do? What is Likas 101?
He explains guys how to get laid.
I see.
Whatever.
Hey, Pimpton.
Uh-huh.
You one of these guys who wear a chain outside of your shirt?
No, I don't wear any jewelry.
No jewelry?
Uh-huh.
All right, no bad mustache?
Uh-uh.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I work for a retail company and for a delivery company.
Why did you move to Colorado?
Some family lives out here.
All right.
That doesn't explain why you moved. That explains
how
you were able to move. Why did you move?
Just because it rains too much there.
Okay.
And you grew up there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Here's the thing. You're 20 years old, right?
Right.
Yeah. 20-year-old, as we always talk about, is kind of a no-man's land for dating.
It's bad times for guys.
You really, truth be told, you should be dating high school chicks.
Yeah.
But that's illegal, and that's not the right thing to do.
Right.
But you're not in college, so you can't date. I mean, Drew, we've spoken about this, but we should probably bears bringing up again. At 20, if you're male and you're 19, 20, 21, and you've graduated high school and you're not in college, you're in no man's land.
Yeah.
Because you're working, but you got a crappy job. I mean, who doesn't have a crappy job at 20 as a male? And especially, you didn't go to college, obviously. You went to high school. So you have sort of a high school equivalent job. You can't date any of the 17 or 18-year-olds in high school, or at least you probably shouldn't. Who wants to go back to high school when you've been out for a few years? You're not really going to make it with the college chicks because 20-year-old college chicks are not interested in 20-year-old guys who aren't going to college and are working at their dad's sofa factory.
Right.
It just ain't nothing in it for them.
He said retail and delivery. I think pizza.
Yeah. I think Pink Dot or chicken wings. But yeah. Yes. And you don't have any money. You don't drive a decent thing, any car. You're not established in any way. And who is your dating pool?
Right.
19-year-old girls you see at clubs? Those chicks want to go out with 29-year-old guys who have a decent ride and have established themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're really in a no man's land if you're out of college.
So basically, it's a way to motivate guys to stay in school.
Right? Yeah.
Go to college.
Well,
that's your only move.
Here's the deal. If you're a 20-year-old guy, it's like now you're on the installment plan with the Poontang. You have to get your job together, get your education together, get whatever you got to get together,
right.
Move up, and get yourself in position so when you're 25...
They deliver the goods.
You can start nailing the 20-year-olds. Right? All right. We'll be back. Hey, Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Alanis Morissette coming in here at the end of the week. And it'll be good to meet her. We'll go back to the phones and speak to Brian. Is 20? Oops, hit the wrong one. Sorry, Joe. Brian is 24. Brian.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Adam, you rock. Great. Dr. Jewel, you rule.
Yeah, Brian, thank you.
Whatever.
What's up, dude?
I'm 24. I'm Fort Lewis, Washington.
Oh yeah, hurrah.
Anyways, my problem is, Been married for 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Been in the military going on 4. Semper Fi.
Motivate.
Semper Fi. No, I ain't Semper Fi. It's...
Oh, yeah. You're not Marine.
No, I'm not Marine. I'm strictly Army.
Yeah, Army. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, been in the military 4. My wife enlisted, oh, heck, would have been about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I was on deployment at the time.
So you, mm-hmm, you got her into the military?
I didn't screw her that way.
But
I told her not to join.
Right, but she joined.
Yeah,
she
did. But I find that interesting. I mean, you sort of, because of your experience, you thought that looks like fun, I'm going to go do that too?
Kind of. I mean, we have different jobs. She can't be in combat arms. I'm right now, my MOS or my job is I'm infantry.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and she's a 54 Bravo, which is chemical operations specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on deployment, and I get home. Next thing I know, she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe it was one of those chemicals.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Wrong type of chemical.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. They have sperm bombs now, or...
Whatever those damn terrorists...
Chism gas or something.
Whatever those damn terrorists are putting out, I know it doesn't have anything to do with...
sperm?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's pregnant, and you've been gone for how long?
Off and on, out of the whole time we've been married.
Hold on a second. It can't be off and on. I mean, she was pregnant when you were gone. How long were you gone?
I'm only home probably 8 months out of the year.
That wasn't an answer.
You couldn't possibly get her pregnant in 8 months.
No.
Now, hold on a second. I need you to motivate for a second here, Brian.
Okay.
I'm trying to do the pregnancy math. She was pregnant when you got home.
Okay, she went to basic. Her basic training is a year and a half long.
Right.
Total. That's her...
Her basic training is a year and a half long?
That's because she did OSUT, one station unit training.
Mm-hmm.
Total time is a year and a half.
So during that year and a half, you had no contact with her?
I had no contact with her.
For a year?
The only contact I had through her was phone calls and letters.
And were you married during that time?
Yes, we were.
And when did that end?
She graduated August 30th.
Okay, so she was pregnant then. So you didn't see her for a year and a half.
No.
She got pregnant during basic training.
That's what my thoughts are.
Well... Okay, and
they need to be your
when
thoughts.
When she came up here to Washington,
uh-huh,
I left. I was on deployment.
Uh-huh. Ryan, just don't no mystery. Just do the math for us. Had you had sex with her within X period of time?
No, I have not.
All right, so just go ahead and
please stop us from turning over the hamper and beating it like retards.
So there's absolutely no possibility.
There's no way you could have got her pregnant, and she was pregnant.
Yeah, and I understand this. Now, the thing is my family's telling me to leave her. I love her to death. I mean, this is my wife of 4 years.
Well, who's
the... Wife of 4 years, who you've been with 2 of those 4.
Who's the father?
If I found out, I'd kick his butt.
Well, did she have the kid?
She's not aborting it.
Well, how far along is she?
She's about 4 months along.
About 4 months along. And what does she say?
She wants to work. She wants to work things out.
And what does she say about? Oh, she said she had an affair and she got lonely. It was a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Why?
You got back when?
I got back 2 months ago.
And when did she finish basic training?
She finished basic and got stationed up here in August.
And she's 4 months pregnant.
Yep.
Why, Drew? What are you doing? I'm done doing the math.
All right.
Listen, Brian, here's the thing. You love her. You're together now. She wants to have this kid. Are you prepared to raise the child?
I don't know. I was prepared to serve my country. I don't see why anything's different, you know?
Okay, good. You serve your country by being a good soldier and a good dad.
There you go.
And that's it. Hope the kid's close to your color. Otherwise, it's a distraction. But, Drew, what if your wife...
That was bogus. Oh, yeah.
That was bogus, or...
Oh, yeah, it was bogus.
Was it bogus, or was the guy just sort of confused?
You know how when we...
He wasn't tracking real well.
It's because he was trying to...
Do math?
Yeah.
I didn't get that vibe from him.
Right.
I just got... He was thick. He's a soldier.
All right.
He's just going to give you the facts. He thinks you know what's going on.
All right.
you know, how the F do we know basic training went on a year and a half? Usually goes on, you know, 9 weeks or 10 weeks or something.
I don't know. If you weren't trying to deliver a punchline, wouldn't the way to give that call?
No, that was not bogus, Brian.
Yeah.
Bogus or not bogus?
This is not bogus. I'm not. Okay, her basic training was 9 weeks, right? Then she goes into her AIT.
Right, and that's the year and a half.
That's total time's a year and a half. Between basic and AIT is a year and a half.
And you're not allowed to have any contact with her during that time?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Military policy, drill sergeants, stuff like that.
You can't see your wife for a year and a half if she enlists in this program?
No.
But she can see other men?
She's going to a co-ed basic.
Mm-hmm.
Her thing is a... Right.
Why? Because is there... I don't understand why you cannot see your wife for a year and a half just because she's involved with this program.
I could have went down there.
All right.
Okay.
It's not bogus. No, it's not bogus. Drew, you still think it's bogus?
But I want to hear why he could have...
You want to bet?
No. Why he didn't go down there?
He was being deployed, and she was in North Carolina or something. He's going to give some story about that. I can't do this anymore, Brian.
You got another question, weirdo?
Bring it up.
Hurry up. Push, you nasty thing.
We want to puke.
Brian?
Yeah?
Bring back memories?
Yeah, a little bit. That's
all right, so listen. So, look, raise this child as if it was your own. Talk to her, though. She's got to come clean with you. And if the kid's mulatto or Eurasian or something, tell everyone it was adopted. Save yourself the embarrassment.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Semper Fi. You know what I mean? Like, if your wife had sex with a black guy or a dark-skinned guy and the kid came out dark-skinned, everyone would be asking, well, what's up? What'd you do? Did you adopt this kid? And I'd just say, yeah, because otherwise it'd be like, nah, she was sleeping with her black drill sergeant while I was away serving the country.
I don't know how that works. Do you actually have to adopt a child when you're not the father?
I think you do have to adopt a child.
So there you go. You adopted it.
Do it on a technicality. Yeah I would adopt. Yeah just to save. And I'm not bringing the ethnicity into this because it's a bad thing. I'm just saying open house and everything. You got a couple of white parents. People are going to assume anyway. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 15? You're planning to lose your virginity this weekend?
Yeah.
What time should I be over? Yeah. Yeah, why do you want some young, inexperienced guy? Why not a bitter, older guy?
How old is the guy that's going to do this with you?
15.
And why do you want to do this?
Well, we've been going out for a year, and I just feel like, you know, I love him, and I mean, I see myself with him for at least a couple more years.
Mm-hmm. Right, what really song are you going to play?
What?
Do you got a song picked out to play?
No, I don't know.
Is this something you're clear?
Drew played Black Dog by Zeppelin.
You're clear you're ready to do?
Yes, I am ready.
This house is the holy.
Oh, sorry.
Think we're alone now.
This was my song. This is a song when I beat off, actually. I think I'm alone now.
Jessica, I just a word of advice is that I've never met a woman that didn't wish she hadn't waited. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or wish she'd gotten rid of this earlier. Guys,
you,
the other way.
Drew, you spin stuff any way that works for you, though.
No, listen, I'm not saying she shouldn't do it or that it's not right for her. I'm just saying...
Also, here's the other thing, Drew. We talked to a lot of women, like, if they here's the way it works, Drew. Some chick loses it at 16.
Right.
And you say, do you wish you'd waited a little longer? And they go... yeah, I guess. You know, it's almost like saying, do you wish you got a little better grades in high school?
Yeah.
There's no to that answer.
All right.
Even
you ask the guys, they're like,
I'm just saying, even if someone is an A-minus student, you ask them if they thought they could do a little better, they'd go,
But if it weren't something about women's experiences as opposed to men who would have gladly done it sooner...
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bring it up.
I just think when women look back on stuff like that, it's a loaded question for them. They're always going to say, right, woman who waited till 19 was going to say she could have waited a little longer. Could have been a different guy.
All you're going to say, could not do it sooner.
Okay. But as long as you're going to say that, might as well get it over with. Jessica?
Yeah.
What are you using for protection?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. I'm not fully convinced that, you know, condoms are the right thing. So, I've been reading a whole bunch of stuff how, like, the rates of condoms effectiveness differ.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Put her on hold on. I want to talk to her in more detail about this.
All right.
All right. Hold on a second, Jessica.
All right. This guy's 15?
Yes.
Right, hold on. Been with him for a year?
Yeah.
You're kind of in love with him?
I feel that I am.
Okay. Okay. Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
We'll talk about condom talk. After this.
Yep, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. When we left off, we're speaking to 15-year-old Jessica. Been with her boyfriend for a year. He's 15. She's sort of in love. Looking to lose the virginity this weekend.
Now, what is your concern about condoms?
Well, I've just been, like, reading, and, you know, I hear, like, on your show and stuff that, you know, they break or, you know, because, like, the last thing in the world I want is to get pregnant because, you know, I'm only 15, and I want to go through school and all that
stuff. All right,
stuff.
So what would
he's,
you...
He's probably going to orgasm before he gets the condom on. That's my guess.
What would you propose other than using a condom?
I don't know. As far as I know, like, I don't see any way that I can get... pills or anything.
Why?
Money problems mostly.
Well, you can go to Planned Parenthood and they give it to you for free.
I got a big fishbowl in the front. Just grab a handful.
So there's that. Here's what I suggest. Because if you go on the pill, you have to wait a month, okay, before it's effective. And you're already planning to do this weekend, right?
Yeah.
All right. Use a condom. Use it properly where you roll the tip down. Make sure you don't use the colored ones or the funky ones. Just get a Trojan or something with a, you know, brand name. And, you know, make sure he holds on to it when he pulls out. And if something happens where it slips off or it breaks, then use the morning after pill immediately.
What do you think of, or should they have spermicides on them?
Doesn't probably make a big difference. Just whatever's comfortable for you guys.
And for him ejaculating, should I give him, like, oral sex for, like, you know, like, for a half an hour before?
Half an hour.
You give it to him about 2 minutes, I think the whole evening will come to a screeching halt. About finish it up. What do you think, Adam?
Let's say, yeah. Half hour's a lot of BJ collectively in high school and in first couple of years of carpet cleaning. I don't think I put together a half hour.
I don't think you and all your buddies together.
2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. What am I at, eight?
Yeah. That was it.
His half hour. Have you given him oral sex before?
Yeah.
All right. And that's not his cup of tea? He doesn't go too quick?
No, he loves it.
All right. You use that condom.
Okay.
And don't tell your mom we said it was okay. All right. I don't know, Drew. Are we supposed to tell 15-year-olds it's okay to do this?
I was trying to tell her no.
You're trying to tell her no?
And you shot me down. So
well, what are we realistically going to do? They've been together for a year.
Answer her questions.
And this, by the way, Drew.
Yeah.
If your daughter.
It's 5 years from now.
Yeah. Short 5 years.
Yeah.
Kids are growing up so fast now, though, Drew. Maybe it'll be, a year and a half,
half
2 years. Okay. But listen. If your daughter. See, here's what you want. You want your daughter to get a boyfriend at like 13 and a half or 14, but have it fizzle out in six or eight months.
Oh, yeah.
Then a little dry spell. Then maybe hook up with a guy at 16 and a half or 17, yep. And then have that sort of slowly move along, plan lots of trips to Europe or something.
Yep. There you go.
So then she's 17 and a half, 18.
You're there.
Okay, but and we've talked about this before, you hook up with someone at 14, and if things going strong at 15, what are you doing, wait until you're 18?
Yeah.
And I mean, first off, a year-long relationship when you're 14.
It's forever.
Well, you hit puberty 11 months earlier. You know what I mean? This is essentially your whole quasi-adult life.
Yeah.
This is your longest relationship.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to have sex after being together for this long, and you're screwing around, and it's getting more progressive. What are you going to do? Drew, you...
What are you going to do?
Daughter gets girlfriend at 14, you get him, break it up.
Girlfriend. That's an interesting thought.
Oh, I say girlfriend?
That's right. Keep that thought.
Oh, I thought I said boyfriend. You on their one-year anniversary... You just come, you like kick the door down.
Yeah,
and you're wearing
with
like
a shotgun.
Bandolero belt around your neck, and you just pump that shotgun. You fire one warning shot in. It's got a big novelty size thing of plaster falls down on your head. They don't do that enough anymore in movies either. Guy fires the one shot into the ceiling. There's a beat, and then a huge thing of plaster lands on him. Aries?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You're eating a lot of Quaaludes, smoking a lot of weed.
I smoke weed, yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
In the hizzle for chisel, kizzle.
Yeah. Every time my girl...
In hizzle for chisel, dizzle.
Yeah, for real, though.
You know, black guys don't get that give me laugh.
She be like trying to kiss me on the mouth.
Well, hold on a second.
We had two thoughts going simultaneously.
Drew, now, Aries, you're black, right?
Yeah.
Drew is saying that the black guys don't get the pot smoker laugh.
Not that same one, no.
White guys get that pot smoker laugh.
I laugh.
Yeah, you laugh, but it's not the... It's not...
It's a regular laugh.
It's not... Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Interesting.
Drew, that's the next study I'm going to fund. Take black guys, take white guys, give them a whole bunch of weed, and then record their laughing. I get a Richard Pryor CD. I start pumping it in the room, and I mic everyone up.
Perfect.
All right. So, Aries, you when you're with your girlfriend,
yeah,
you kiss.
Yeah.
What happens?
No, when she give me head, she be trying to kiss me afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Like right afterwards?
Yeah, like on my mouth. And lately, I've been turning away. Like she just get me on the cheek or something. But I think I might hurt her feelings or something.
Is that a little sort of payback she trying to give you? Is she mad at that point?
I don't know. I think she just liked the kiss, or maybe she feel we should be spiritually connected or something like that.
Is it after you're done? I mean, do you reach the point of orgasm and then she wants to kiss?
Yeah.
So she wants to mess with him, I think.
Does she swallow it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she wants to make out.
Yeah.
Bitch!
Yeah. She doesn't want to step into the bathroom and tidy up or rinse her mouth out.
He goes down then immediately.
Right after.
Mm-hmm. You go down on her?
Yeah.
Well, you just head right there.
You do.
Right.
Go there right after she's done with you. Don't.
And then offer to make out.
Yeah, it's really the only thing you can do. All right. And by the way, it's all right. We've talked about this a few times. It's okay to talk when you're in bed. It's okay. Chick gives you a BJ, gets a big mouthful of love, and then comes up top and wants to slip you the tongue. I think it's appropriate to go, no. Go in the bathroom, hit the scope, and then you can come back. And we'll talk about it. And by the way,
and then you'll be asleep.
Forget about
with a cheeseburger.
Forget about the semen. Just the whole making out part after you're done is repugnant to me. It's like disgusting. It's like gives me the creeps. Ooh, cooties. No, get away. Natalie.
Hi.
You're 23.
I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been married for about 2 years. Well, a little over 2 years. And my husband has had numerous affairs. And I am trying to, I filed for divorce this last time, mm-hmm. about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And as soon as I filed for divorce, my husband now is doing all the things and saying all the things that I've been waiting to hear for the 2 years.
Sure. No. Yeah, here's what he's saying. I'm going to treatment. If he's not saying that, this isn't going to change. Promised.
What kind of numerous affairs? How many?
14.
14.
Yeah, that's
he's a sex addict. Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah, so if he's not going to treatment, this isn't.
Well, I mean,
change.
He's in a 12-step program. We were both in 12-step. I'm in a codependent one, and he's in a sex addicts one.
He's in a 14-step program.
He is in the program.
He is in the program.
And in spite of being in the program, he's been.
Well, see, he wouldn't go until now. As soon as I file for divorce, all of a sudden.
No, well, he's in one. He's been in one for 2 days.
Yeah, he needs to have had 6 months or a year under his belt. Then maybe you can think about getting back with him.
And I mean, we went to marriage counseling, and he just kind of blah blah blah, whatever. Mm. And now he's saying, well, when you file for divorce, when it's all going through, because it takes 90 days. Well, let's go through marriage counseling, and I'm willing to do that. That's fine, but.
Keep
the lip service. I mean,
you got to find a program out where you live that treats sexual addiction.
We found a counselor for him that's all he does is sex addiction.
All right. So if he sees him, if he is following all of his directions, if he's going to meetings on a daily basis, if he's working the steps with the sponsor, if you're doing the same thing with your groups, hold the divorce up and get a few months under your belt and make sure things are going in the right direction. But This is going to take years to really properly treat, and you don't assume that a few weeks of good behavior is going to mean anything.
See, and that's what he doesn't understand. That
you're going to need that leverage to keep him going.
Listen, he understands it. He just doesn't want to go along with it.
Yeah. So just keep the leverage in place.
But wait a second. How do you know 14?
Well, that's what I know so far. He's been fairly, which is ridiculous. I find out, and it will be like, well, there was 5, and then I'll find out, and there was 4, and then I'll find out, and there was 3, and then, you know, I mean, it's just happened.
You mean it's going down, or you're adding those numbers on?
No, I mean, it's adding up.
I thought you said he was honest.
Yeah, well, he is. He'll say, you know, there's been 5 of them, and then, you know, so we started working through it, and we're going to counseling, and then he said, well, 3 more happened, you know, and I mean, it's just like, boom, boom, boom. He tells me in spurts.
Yeah. He's a real spurter, this guy.
Yeah, well, I think they all happen in, like, a weekend.
Okay, well, all right, hold on a second. Let me ask a couple questions.
Okay.
How old is this guy?
25.
Does he have money?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're both college students. I mean, how much money do you have when you're in college?
I don't know. I didn't know you're in college.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't. You're broke. Dirt poor when you're...
How are you paying for treatment? This is an expensive proposition.
Yeah, it is, but it's worth it, I guess, if he can get better.
Yeah. How are you paying for it?
Well, it's worth it.
Church services, Drew's college does really great programs. His dad's paying for some of it.
Okay. All right, so where does he find all these women?
Singles lines and escort services.
Oh, okay. So it's prostitutes.
Prostitutions, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm been doing the checking out for all the STDs.
Oh, with the S word there, baby.
Sorry.
Radio.
I forgot.
What? I'm a little confused because I sniff some junior college on you, but I don't get a full whiff of junior college.
No, I'm at a university.
After junior college.
Transfer from junior college?
What?
Transfer from junior college?
No.
What school are you going to?
University of Utah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where he's going?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? You're 25 and still in college. What
I'm
plan
23.
Is
I dropped out of high school and went back. And I'm getting it's a 5-year degree, and I'm 3 years in.
How did you get into the university if you dropped out of high school?
Because I went back and finished. I got my diploma. I just had to do it through adult high.
And then you were able to get into the university?
Yeah. I had really good grades. I was just a moron. And
okay, baby. Okay. All right, so listen. This, you can hold up the divorce proceedings. I think you should, if you're living together, you should move out, though.
Yeah.
No, we're not. We've been separated for about 2.5 months.
Just keep the sword of Damocles hanging.
And do you really need this guy? How much do you really need this guy?
Well, I mean, I'm married to him. I love him, but I know I don't need him. No girl needs a guy. I could get along without him, I know, but...
Yeah, you'll find another guy just like him, though, is the problem.
That's you don't have any kids, do you?
We don't have children, no.
Good, no kids.
That's the best news.
He's probably got a few with some of these hookers, but no kids with you. Well, Natalie's nutty.
Well, she's in treatment. She's doing her work.
Okay. I wonder what happened to her.
You want to ask?
No. I just assume the worst.
I get sexual abuse kind of thing.
Samantha?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I recently just found out that I was pregnant, and I'm 2.5 months right now.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband, we've been married for about a year already, and I'm going to this obstetrician where he always wants to get me in and out type thing. I mean, he's always in a rush, and when I'm there, my husband's always there with me, and I'm always just tongue-tied and shy. And
so you have questions for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to know, is it safe to have sex while I'm pregnant right now?
Yes. No complications this pregnancy?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay.
All right. Only reverse cowgirl, though. That's the only safe position.
Wheelbarrow is good, too. Sometimes.
A wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I can do anal or go down on him or anything? I know, I'm just...
Yeah. Not in that order, though. You want to go down, then you go in.
I've never actually thought about this, but the anal part actually does concern me because it's so, you know, it changes your...
Because mommy's getting nailed in the can?
It's traumatizing the child, yeah. But beside that, it you know, you can get vagal reactions. Your pulse can go way down. You can pass out. That's not good for a pregnancy.
Okay.
So I'd be disinclined to encourage that.
Can he hold off from anal for another 7.5 months?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering because...
She only has multi-orgasmic ones.
Because okay. I get really nauseated and, yeah. I don't know, I just haven't been up to really wanting to do anything. And
yeah.
I'm just wondering down the line if I'd be able to do anything.
I think you will. I think you're just having the morning sickness now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Definitely.
How's everything else going?
Excellent.
Good.
Yeah, she sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you going to school?
UTC in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little medical school, so.
A little medical school?
Yeah, it's my first year.
You going to be a nurse?
Yeah.
Good times, baby.
Yeah. So.
We do worry about the nurses, though. They're always a little bit kooky. You're all right, though?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Good.
Thank you guys so much.
Good.
Sure thing.
We give you your blessing.
Thank you.
And we'd like to, if it's a boy, name him Drew, and if it's a girl, name Adam.
Oh, he wants him to be a football player, so he's praying for a boy.
All right. Well, okay. Still name after one of us.
Definitely.
What name were you going for?
Vincent.
Vincent?
Yeah.
Ferragamo.
It's going to be called Vince, though.
Definitely.
Okay. My sister's having her third boy.
Yeah.
I think she's got Julian picked out.
Good times.
Yeah. He's going to be tough. I think he's going to get called Jules.
Julie.
Oh, yeah, Julie's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jules, not bad if you're like a 65-year-old husky
writer.
Jew who plays the clarinet.
Yes, right.
In a Dixieland band. You know, Jules is cool once you get a little salt and pepper going in a belly.
Yeah.
It's not good when you're 13.
No.
But it's a good guy's name if you're
older guy.
If you play jazz. Yeah. Let's talk to Dave, who's 24. Dave?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
No,
Christmas season's coming up, and I really want to be single for it. All my buddies are coming home and stuff like that. I just want to hang out. My girlfriend at the moment, it's serving a long time coming, but it's really sort of broken down right now. Dropped out of school, a lot of depression.
She is?
I'm sorry?
She's depressed?
Yeah, totally. I sort of encourage her to, like, go to get some help and stuff like that.
Has she done that?
Yeah, she has. She's been put on some medication and speaking to a psychiatrist once a week.
Okay.
And she stopped partying and stuff and consequently lost most of her friends.
She stopped partying?
Yeah.
Was she an addict?
No, she wasn't that bad, but went out. Smoked a fair bit of pot.
All right.
Well, that needs to be addressed because that causes depression.
Yeah, and that is what's being addressed, and then she stopped doing that. And
Stopping doing it is not what I mean. I mean going to a program.
Well, stopping starts the depression, is what you were saying.
Exactly. You need to replace it with a 12-step process, or they get very anxious and very depressed.
Okay.
All right, but
anyway,
time's right to dump her, if that's what you're saying, Dave.
Well, what I'm wondering is, with this depression and losing her friends, and she actually even announced to me tonight that she was a bit bulimic, which I didn't realize. So with her losing her friends, I'm shouldering the brunt of all her problems.
Yeah. Right.
And sort of her social...
Okay. Well, we're going to figure this out. How long have you two been together?
Like 10 months.
10 months. Not too long, but long enough for someone who's depressed.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, it's hard when she doesn't have anything else going. She's going to put all her eggs in your basket.
Sounds right. She's borderline, though.
And she's got some issues.
This is going to be really chaotic.
How close do you live to her?
She lives like a couple kilometers away.
This is like 12 kilometers from British Columbia.
Yes.
That's 700 nautical miles.
Oh, sorry. She lives like a mile away.
Mile away. That's pretty close. Pretty close. Okay. Now, first thing, you use my standard line, Drew.
What? You have cancer?
It's not you.
Oh, yes.
It's me. Yeah. I don't like you. Okay? That's always good for a laugh. It's always an icebreaker. It's always good to start with a joke.
Okay.
And she is going to probably spaz out.
Oh, big time.
And I would suggest you do it because, like I said, we're at the beginning of December. Like you said, we're coming on to the holidays. So this is a bomb that needs to be dropped this weekend, unfortunately, okay. Because as it starts getting toward the later parts of the month, it's really going to be difficult.
Okay.
This is going to take some time.
Is she really into you?
Well, yeah, she is. And it's also, as much as being into me, I'm sort of the one who's here for her right now.
Does she have any support system, family, friends?
She does over the phone. They live across the water.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan?
Nova Scotia. Where do they live?
Oh, no, just by Vancouver.
By Vancouver. Okay. So, it's going to be tough. You know, if she threatens to kill herself, that's another question.
Does she give you a lot of, you're the greatest, you're the best, you're the most wonderful, those sorts of...
Just that I'm the only one she can trust right now.
Yeah, you're the...
How often do you see her?
Well, quite a bit right now since, you know, she's calling me
this
all the time.
This is going to be very difficult. You're in more than you think, Dave. This is...
Yeah?
Don't freak the kid out.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to be really firm and really clear. It's going to be a lot of drama.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what I'm saying to her, too, is that she's sure, you know, she needs a boyfriend right now. Traditionally, if I break up with a girlfriend, I usually don't, like, hang out with them for, like, 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
I find it easiest that way.
Well, let's do a little roll.
And
so you're saying when you break up with someone, you stop seeing them? Interesting, Drew. Write that down.
Nice move.
That's going in the next book. Dave.
Yeah.
Let's do a little role playing. What's her name?
He'd rather not say.
Yeah.
Is it Alanis Morissette? She's from that area, isn't she? Okay. But
Jules.
I'll play her.
Yeah.
Jules. All right, I'll be Jules. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello? Dave?
Hi, Jules. That's what you say.
Hi, Jules.
I'm so glad you're here for me. I've lost all of my friends.
I'm vomiting,
and my family lives across the water.
I cut it myself. Huh?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm listening.
We going to get together this weekend?
I got friends coming over and stuff, but you can hang out with us.
Okay.
No, I don't feel it.
What are we going to do?
Sit around my place and drink beer.
All right. Well, what about tonight? How come we don't get together tonight?
Got to study.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
No, I got to talk. I feel terrible. I'm cutting myself. This is what you're going to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? It's not breaking up or anything. It's just saying, come on by and have a beer.
One of the things about folks with this kind of personality construct, they have, like, antenna. They know when stuff's coming. They know it, and they're maneuvering.
True Straight dated so many wacky nurses in his day. Believe me, he knows nuts when he hears it. Drew, you really should say something. Otherwise, it'll be a perception of guilt.
No, I know. But I know whatever I say, it's going to come flying back.
Well, you just, you know, when I'm right, I'm right. But,
that's
look.
What I'm saying.
Okay. Lay the law down. Be firm.
Be clear.
Cruel to be kind.
And you're gonna have to state it a million times. It's gonna be a lot. She's gonna show up at your doorstep. It's gonna be a lot of drama.
Right.
Just be prepared. And keep
come on by and suck a few beers up with me and the buddies.
No, probably
not the strategy.
And get the number of the psychiatrist. You may need their help in helping enlist, you know,
all right.
Structure.
We're gonna take a little break. When we come back,
we'll see.
We'll see after this. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. And let's hop onto the phones and speak to Frank, who's 38. Frank?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
From Long Island, New York.
Good times.
I got to stay up late to listen to you guys, man. Dr. Drew, how you doing, buddy? Hey,
Frank is a return caller. I recognize his voice.
Yeah, you guys told me I can call back anytime I want.
That's right. What's up there, Frank?
Oh, boy. I hate to say it, but I didn't take your advice, guys. I'm the guy who called. My girlfriend's about 10 to 11 years younger than me. Hey, she's got the hot mom.
Right.
And you guys, I told you that, you know, every once in a while, she kind of throws the hits my way.
Right.
You know, I wake up in the morning, my girlfriend goes to work.
Right. You eat breakfast with mom.
Right.
Remember that call.
And drives a Camaro.
You guys are the best. I love the man show, too. But anyway.
You. Do you drive a Camaro?
Yeah. I got a nice Camaro, yeah.
And?
That's me. But
see what happens when you don't smoke pot? remember calls from 2 months ago.
Yes, there you go. But
all
anyway,
right.
You guys are the
is
best.
Is it for Chisel Dizzle?
So you had sex with the mom?
I hate to say it, yeah.
You did.
Wow.
And you guys had told me not to.
Is it getting weird there?
What?
Does it get pretty weird?
Dr. Drew, to tell you the truth, it's kind of the opposite. I don't know, not really. I thought it would be a disaster, because usually you know how things like that, and you guys said it would be and everything. And no, it really hasn't, but it's only, you know, it's been twice. you know. And I just
twice
don't know
in what span what, of what span of time?
I would say within 3 weeks.
Well, here's what's going to happen. This is going to keep going. She's right. going to get attached, and then the S is going to hit the fan.
Mom is,
right,
yeah.
Because I'm going to ruin the other thing.
Well, either way, one of them is going to be in big trouble.
Are you living with these two?
No. I got my own place, but the thing is I go over there a lot and hang out because they have a house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's really cool. Mom. Yeah, you know what I want to ask you? The thing is, did I already ruin this by doing it?
Well, how much in love are you with your girlfriend?
You know, Adam, I mean, love, what is love? You know what I'm saying?
Frank Shirley doesn't know. So.
Listen, Longfellow.
No, I'm saying, you know, I know what love is. I'm just saying, it's. I think I am, you know what I mean?
Okay, but if you think you're in love, are you really going to risk that by having sex with the mom?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How can I be if I'm with the mom?
Right.
The thing is this. Have I already destroyed this? Should I just...
Well, here's the problem. All right, Frank. All right. Here's why...
Don't hang up on me because I gotta get one more question. Okay.
All right. Here's why I think this thing is kaput anyway. Mom is completely chaotic and probably nutty.
Yeah.
Her daughter...
Real quick.
Yeah.
I hope they ain't listening. I know there's no way they're up this late.
Right.
So I'm taking a shot, but I know, you know, I'm okay.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Well, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
But you got a Camaro, so what do you need these chicks for? You get chicks throwing yourself at the car while you're speeding down the highway in that Camaro of yours. Here's the thing. Mom is nuts. Daughter has to be nutty, too, because she was raised by nutty mom. So there's serious issues flowing through the family tree of this group, okay?
Right.
So... this ain't marriage material just based on the nuttiness that's floating around there. So there's a good reason why you shouldn't be looking long-term with this girl.
Right.
That, and you've entered into the middle of a situation which violates so many issues. It's such a violation of their relationship.
Taboo.
And the boundary. It's not a taboo so much as it's destructive to their relationship. And if you cared, if you genuinely cared about either of them, not only is it destructive to the relationship you have with each of them, but it's especially destructive to a mother-daughter relationship. And that's a sacred territory you're treading.
Yeah, but these two are a mess, and there's nothing sacred about it.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you guys are right on.
All right. Well, we're glad you took our advice last time.
Yeah.
All right,
no, but I mean, you are. But the thing is this. Thanksgiving was weird. But what I'm like, my real question is this.
Uh-huh.
Now that, like you said, Adam, there probably isn't going to be much of a future to this. And I think I can get over her if it should end.
Right.
Ride this out like a huge wave.
Oh, I thought he wanted to nail the brother.
No.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't have a brother. I would never go that way.
Okay, all right. Like,
of course, not my friend.
Should I just go full bore and just start nailing the mother as much as I can, doing this daughter, you know, just go crazy and get as much as I can
so
it blows up? Or is that even more dangerous?
Yeah, well, cut your losses. Sell short.
Yeah.
Get out.
Run. I know, but listen, he didn't listen to us last time when we told him not to do it, so maybe we should use a little reverse psychology, which is
go nuts.
I think you should get them both pregnant and marry the dad. That's my advice. All right, Frank. Frank sounds like a delight.
Woo. Good times.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing. Just end it. End it. It's gonna end in a bunch of tears and
it's
gonna be a disaster.
Oh, God. Look, it's gone this far. Count your blessing that it's not blown up yet. Get out.
Right. Antonio?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah, I'm 17.
What's up?
I'm like screwed up, dude. It's like, well, my ex-girlfriend, she broke up with me Halloween, and she said she didn't want nothing to do with me, that I screw up her life, and that everything's going wrong because I'm in it. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then it really hurt me because we've been together for 3 years. And,
3 years?
Yeah, we got to the point where marriage and kids and
17.
All this stuff.
How old is she?
She's going to be 18 in 2 months.
All right.
And then, there's like this now, like it's been a month since like Halloween, and we've still been talking, going back and forth. She keeps on coming to me, I go to her, and blah, blah, you know, like normal breakup after what happens. Like,
you guys having sex?
No, we haven't had sex. Well, we had sex when we were together, but since we broke up, nothing like that.
That's good. That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
All right. That's what's the question.
The other day, I started to, like, she told me she never, this third time she did it to me. She said she doesn't want to talk to me ever again. I wish you were dead. Leave me alone.
Nice.
My life is going to be happier without you. And then I was like, okay, fine. That's it. I got to face up to it. She doesn't want me in her life. Yeah. So then the next day I woke up. I didn't try to call her, didn't try to page her, bug her, anything. So I started getting on with it. And then, to my luck, she calls. And I thought it was going to be one of my friends. I pick up the phone and it's her. And then she's telling me that she wrote this 3-page letter. She told me that she wants to be with me, that she wants to have my kid.
No. Stop. Just stop the contact. Take, her original impulse was a good one. End it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to happen in relationships your age. It's going to be good for you.
Antonio, people that meet when they're 14 and talk about getting married at 18 and having kids at 19.
No.
Look, magically, they're 25, and they look back at it and they don't even know where they've been.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Imagine if we'd actually done something.
Yeah. Antonio, as important as she feels to you and as big a part of life as she's been in your life for the last few years, you got to have the experience of moving on. You have to have multiple partners, multiple experiences.
And this ambivalence is back and forth and all that, real normal for a first timer of this intensity.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of back and forth, but just
yes, yeah. It's hard to break up at the beginning of your first relationship.
They pour so much of themselves into it. It's like a piece of themselves being cut off.
But here's the thing, yo.
I feel you.
Do you feel me?
I feel you.
You are supposed to have multiple in different experiences. That's what growing up is.
Yep.
It's that way with relationships. It's that way with jobs. It's that way with every experience in your life.
Yep.
Show me a guy who's got a job at the butcher and is at 15 and is still working at the same butcher shop at 35. I'm going to show you a guy who did not lead a rich life. Show me someone who hooked up with someone at 14 and has been with them for 20 years. I'm going to show you someone who probably wishes they had a few more experiences under their belt. And this is what life is. Yeah. You're supposed to move around. You're supposed to move on. You're supposed to have your highs and have your lows.
Life is your oyster.
That's right. Right. That's right. The world is your oyster.
That's right. That's
I mean, because that's all the world is.
That's right.
It's only your oyster. Where are those giant oysters, Drew? Oh, that's giant
clams.
Giant clams. All right, so move on.
I mean, think about how much giant clam stuff there was.
Oh.
Now that it does not exist.
It doesn't exist
anymore. It kind of went with the whole Tahitian thing. You know, there's a Polynesian theme to everything.
Yeah.
All the condo, the apartments in North Hollywood had tikis in front of
them. Every crappy 60s apartment that was built in North Hollywood in the whole San Fernando Valley has a palm tree in front. And it has a little bit of a tiki theme to it, and it's called, like, the Tahitian Way.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. Or it's something with palms in it.
Tropical palms, Tahitian.
Tahitian, yeah. Right. Right, and it's ridiculous because
tiki arms.
Once you pass the palm tree and they have this bad shield light things in the front, then it's just some
Motel
basic dump.
Yeah. Motel.
Right. I blame Elvis for this.
Oh, really? He was the one that started that?
Elvis started doing those Hawaiian movies and those Tahitian movies in the 50s and late 50s, early 60s, and I think that turned us.
Oh.
Yeah. This is what happened. I mean, think about it. Hawaii didn't really exist to us in the 40s.
Not the way it did later.
And then it hit hard, and then we got over it.
Everything. Here's a word that you will not hear anymore. That was on the front of every apartment building in North Hollywood. Outrigger.
Yeah.
Outrigger.
There's a lot of outrigging going on.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know why every third thing was an outrigger. Yeah, it's a good point.
Thank you.
And for culture that's not all that prevalent as far as the world goes, I mean, you don't go to Europe and see the Tahitian influence in the architecture. What the hell did hit North Hollywood for in 1971? It's interesting. I blame Elvis. Think about all those movies he did. Angela?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hi. My boyfriend, we've been together for a long time, and he got some chick pregnant before he got with me.
Nice.
And it was a one-night stand, and she's, like, freaking out, and she's like, it's your kid. And he's like, no, it's not. We only had sex once, and he said he used a condom.
Mm.
So
so he needs to establish paternity. He needs to do a test to see if it's his child.
I'm guessing he's not going to be down.
No, he doesn't.
Tomorrow morning to do.
Hey, what?
He doesn't want anything to do with her.
Well, you have to find out if he owes her some money.
Okay, so he can't sign over the rights or.
No, he has to establish who the dad is.
Okay, but if he is a dad, what can he do? Like.
He'll be paying for it.
He'll be paying for it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. Angela's great because she's kind of pissed at the chick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your boyfriend's the one that did this.
Yeah.
Right? It's his deal, his responsibility, his child.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to step up.
Okay.
Angela, you have an older sister for me? So I love these chicks that blame the other woman when the guy screws around or screws up. How long have you two been together?
For a year.
1 year?
Yeah.
And he was with this girl?
Like 3 months before he got with me.
So the kid is a couple months old now?
Yeah.
6 months or something like that?
Yeah, and like, yeah.
And he says he wore a condom.
He said he wore a condom, and it was, like, only once.
Right, but he hasn't rushed out to get a paternity test, has he?
No, he hasn't.
Why not?
That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, he's going to make
If he's so confident that it's not his child, go ahead and establish that.
I think
he's going to do it, but he's worried, you know?
Yeah.
Why would he be worried? He only had sex once, and he wore a condom.
That's true.
He's worried because he had sex multiple times and didn't wear a condom. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Then he should be worried.
Yes, and he is. And that's why when there's a test out there that can prove his innocence, he's not interested in taking it.
Well, where can he go to get this test?
They have clinics around,
don't
they?
Yeah, they do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, just open the phone book. Would you look in a paternity?
Probably, I guess. Yellow pages.
Hey, Angela?
Mm-hmm?
This guy's how old?
He's 18. Yeah, and so is she.
What's he do for a living?
He works for a contracting company.
He stands out on the street and waits for them to try to pick
him up. Does he wear a reflective vest?
No.
Does he hold a sign that says slow and an arrow pointing to him? Because that's really what those guys should do. It's ironic that the slow people are holding the sign that says slow. It's like a label. Huh. Like you'd have a sign that said doctor.
Yes.
Angela.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't let this guy get you pregnant.
Of course not. I'm smarter than that.
All right. You on birth control?
Yeah.
What are you on?
I'm on contraceptive pills.
Which pill?
I think I can't pronounce it. Merced?
Okay.
Good times. Excellent. Take that same time every day.
Of course I do.
All right, baby.
Good job.
Got some pride. I love it when chicks blame the other chick.
Yeah.
Like, okay, first off, she's with the dude 3 months before Angela and the guy get together. So, was he cheating on her? Was he stealing his man?
Yeah.
They're together 3 months before they even meet.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, the guy has a one-night stand, probably juiced her up and talked her into it.
It was more than one night, I bet you.
Yeah, it was probably more than one night. Yeah. And this guy screwed up.
Yep.
She wasn't on the pill, and that's what he's used to. All right, get the test. We'll be back. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. Drew over there. Let's get back to the phone, see if we can help the kids. Such as 31-year-old Houston.
Hey. Yeah, I was wondering, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I just stopped drinking about 17 days ago. I've drank for the majority of my life, but anyway, I've had a craving for chocolate lately, man. Is that normal?
It's real common when people get off opiates. In fact, it's universal. And
really?
Yeah, and it's frequent when people come off alcohol, probably for different reasons, to crave concentrated sugars. So you go, the bedside of any heroin addict is detoxing. Looks like someone took a Halloween pillowcase, just dumped all the candy on the
side. Really?
They just eat candy all day long. Then alcoholics, they think it's a slightly different mechanism in that you've been inundating your system with basically a sugar. Alcohol gets converted to sugar, and your body's used to that. So your insulin levels are very up, and you're used to sort of a carbohydrate load, and you kind of want to keep staying. You know, you take away the alcohol, your body craves it.
Cool.
All right.
So it is normal.
It's common.
It's better than the booze. But eventually you got to wean yourself off of that.
Yeah.
I also think, good luck to you, Houston.
Man, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, right. Take care of yourself. I also think, too, there's a little bit, especially with something like heroin, which is I've stopped injecting heroin into my body I'm not going to nitpick over calories or content. Yeah, it's like, listen, I'm done trying to kill myself with the needle. It's game on.
Well, no, it's not. It's not the hunger. It's a sugar craving. It's some mechanism of the brain that needs gratification.
All right. I like this call better. Gina?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Well, woke her up.
What's up, baby?
Okay. Well, I've been dating this guy named Clay, and he lives in Tennessee, but I live in Maryland. And we've been dating for about a year. But the problem is, I call, you know, since it's long distance, we call back and forth a lot.
How old is he?
Well, he's 17. He'll be 18 this summer.
How'd you meet?
Huh?
How'd you meet him?
Oh, my grandparents live in Tennessee, and I go down there for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and summer.
Alrighty.
So, I've been talking, and his parents and his brother's racist or whatever, and I'm mixed. So I called, and his brother was like, he's at a KKK meeting. He'll have to call you when he gets back, and hung up on me, and it's just...
Well, maybe he was at a KKK meeting.
No.
Really?
Idiot.
They're that racist, huh?
Yeah, and...
He really said that to you?
Yeah.
How old is his brother?
Oh, his brother's like 19.
You sure the brother's strictly racist and not just an asshole and trying to screw with his brother? You know what I mean? It's obviously a racist posture he's taking, but maybe the more important thing is he's just an idiot and likes to mess with his brother. And you know what I'm saying?
Well, they're all like that down there because I was at the skating rink or whatever, and somebody called me a nigger.
Nice.
At the skating rink, huh? You mean everyone in Tennessee is this way?
Well, Dunlap. It's a small town.
Oh, all right.
And
all
right. So
sorry to hear that.
That's awful.
I really like him, so I was wondering if I should, like, break it off because his friends really don't like me.
That's incredible.
Really? Really? And what about him? How's...
Oh, we're good.
But how is he spared those attitudes?
Well, he gets in a lot of fights over me. Like, we went to Ozfest in Atlanta, and they really, like, oh, God, it was really bad. Like, he got in so many fights.
He went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta has a fairly large black population.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. But, like, there was no black people at Ozfest at all.
Huh. That's weird.
I bet the guy who drove Ozzy's bus was black, though. They always have the transportation guys.
That's nice.
All right, but not in the audience.
Yeah.
All right. Some of the security had to be black, right?
Probably.
All right. Just trying to work it out. These are important questions, Drew. You understand?
Yeah, I'm listening.
And... this guy shows up with you, and you're not even fully black. You're half black.
Yeah, mixed.
And he shows up, and people start saying things to him?
Georgians. This is the people from Tennessee down there now.
Yeah, they went with them. It was all of them. I met...
Well, so still, it's not the fact that you're in Atlanta. You were with the same idiots that he hangs out with in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. I worry about this guy hanging around with those guys,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, right.
And then doesn't it seem like these guys shouldn't be his friends if they're talking this way?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess.
It's hard at 17. Maybe all he has, a little time.
I don't know. I had friends at 17. I'm telling them to shut up.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Beat him up. That's what he did.
Well, most of his friends are like 20, 21, 22. So.
All right. Then he doesn't need to hang around with those guys. They're idiots.
Okay. Gina, if all that you're saying is true, it doesn't seem like a great place for you to go. And what about your grandmother or your family that lives in Tennessee?
They're white, and I don't really tell them because it's just too much drama, and they...
I know, but you go to Tennessee like 3 or 4 times a year and spend so much time there.
Yeah, the only thing I really do down there is, like, go to church and crap like that because they're really into church, so...
Did the priest use the N-word last time you were there?
No.
No. Okay.
Tell your grandparents a little bit about this. I think
I think you could break up with this guy.
Right.
Who wants to deal with this? Let's find a guy in Maryland.
Okay.
At 15 is probably a smarter thing anyway. It's true.
Yeah. I really pray our society's not as bad as Gina's experience of it is.
Yeah.
And one of this guy's friends, everyone of his family, everyone at the skating rink, everyone in the town, just thrown around the N-word.
It's crazy.
All right. I wonder. I mean, and why is he hanging around with these guys? All right, break up with him.
Nikki?
Hi.
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I was just kind of wondering what qualifies as sex addiction, because
Well, I've only been with one guy, but, like, it's really frequent, and I'm sure, like, you know, he doesn't care, but sometimes he'll just be like, no more today, and if he tells me no more, then I just go home and I masturbate a couple times. I just was wondering.
Have you only been like that since you started having sex with him?
Yeah, well, before I had, like, no experience. So
okay. And do you really like this guy?
Well, yeah, I've been with him for 2 years.
Okay. Addiction is really defined by its consequences. So it's interfering with your work or school, your relationships, your financial situation, you get legal problems or health problems. If that's happening, then you kind of suspect addiction. And usually there's some history of some kind of trauma in childhood that sets people up for sexual addictions. Were you traumatized growing up?
Not really.
No?
Not really. Adam, you traumatized growing up? Well, yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah. Sort of. And Nikki?
Yeah.
What do you mean, not really?
Not really anything big. Like, a little bit of verbal abuse from my dad, but that's pretty much it.
All right. You're probably fine.
Your motor runs a little faster than most chicks, that's all. Well, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. And
if you think you have a problem, then see if you can stop.
Right. And what else? What's the last thing? Quick.
I was just going to mention one thing. You said that you've never met someone under the age that's had, like, an orgasm during intercourse under the age of, like, 18 or something.
No, we didn't say that. We said it's uncommon.
I said I've never met anybody. I've talked to millions, but I've
never
personally
had contact with one.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there's the show, everybody.
Mercifully.
Yeah. You ready to get out of here, Drewski? Cast of Seventh Heaven in here tomorrow night, I believe. Anderson's favorite show. And then Alanis Morissette in here on Thursday. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Dizzle for chisel, dizzle.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.